always a friend. We're glad to have him here with us today. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Martha.
Well, first of all, let's talk about Colonial Pipeline. It looks like we're at the other end of that crisis as far as supply goes, but there are other issues related to this. Will you give us a quick update on that?
Yeah, everything, you know, was much quieter yesterday than day before yesterday, and I actually came to Athens last night and went, Lucy's car was on just dead empty and got her filled up this morning with no issues, and I talked to a supplier last night coming home, and they're, you know, things are still a little bit spotty, but much better than it was, and that should be improving each day. I think a lot of the things that we did Monday and Tuesday really helped get the trucking supply moving a little bit quicker. And now that the pipeline started back up, that should just ease things even further as we go into the weekend.
Wow. But Colonial, and this is nothing to do with you, but Colonial did pay the ransom and evidently paid the ransom very early in this process. So I hate that, because then that just encourages that kind of bad behavior in the future.
Yeah, it really does. You know, it's kind of hard to comment too much on that, not knowing what their situation was. We were, you know, I was a little bit frustrated, quite honestly. We couldn't get much from the Biden administration on this, and not much from the company either. We were working back channels to find out what we did, and really work closely with people in Georgia, the, you know, oil distributors, the retailers, convenience store folks, just a lot of people. And Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black on the waiver for the winter fuel blend. I mean, there was just a lot of things that Chris Carr with, you know, price gouging, Department of Revenue on us waiving the tax so Georgians aren't getting hit any harder at the pump than they already are with the price increase that we've seen. And all of those things worked. You know, we were telling people on Monday and Tuesday not to hoard gas. And the president came out and said, I think on Wednesday or late Tuesday, which was too little too late, but we've weathered the storm thanks to our great response, and really appreciate all the partners at the state government and at GEMA as well.
So yesterday you announced that you will be you know, waiving or getting rid of the extra $300 on unemployment benefits. Tell us about that.
Yeah, listen, it's just time to do that, Martha. All we're doing is ending the additional federal subsidy. The state's unemployment that we've always had, that safety net remains in place. It's still there for people. But literally over the last two or three weeks, everywhere I have gone in all sorts of different industries and job sectors, I mean, everybody is needing workers. It doesn't matter if it's the poultry industry in Gainesville, the retail, you know, restaurant, folks, hotel folks, but also, you know, automobile suppliers like Kia. I mean, they have 130 plus openings, which are great starting pay, great, you know, benefits, health care insurance, and other things like that. And that's the case all over the state in all different sectors. And, you know, I heard some people say, well, I can't find, you know, daycare for my kids. Well, I've talked to a daycare company when I spoke at the Cherokee County Chamber of Commerce meeting here recently, and there was a daycare operator there, and they need more people to work. They can't get enough, they can't hire enough people because they don't have people looking. So the jobs are out there. Getting people back in the workforce helps everyone, but there are safety nets still out there. We have child care grants for low-income families. We've got job training programs. We got a record number of jobs available on the Department of Labor's website. People can call 1-800-GEORGIA and we can help them get hooked up and, you know, get back in the workforce. And we're giving people 5 weeks to prepare for this. It's not happening until June the 26th.
Well, and next Wednesday, we're going to have the Lanier Technical folks on to talk about the pathways that are available in this community for retraining, as well as we're going to talk to Barbara Wall from the State Board of from the GADO, the Georgia Department of Education, about the pathways that are available in high schools to get you into these high-paying jobs. Yeah. We think it's a good time to talk about that again.
No, it absolutely is. And, you know, the other thing that people need to realize, our productivity, in my opinion, is starting to stall out. I mean, we saw that a little bit in the stock market yesterday, or 2 days ago, I guess, when the inflation numbers came out. and the market took a big hit. It rebounded on, you know, some of the coronavirus restrictions that finally the CDC's lifted after our state and many others have been getting after it for a long time now, and that's benefited us from a state revenue and an economic development perspective, with our unemployment being well below the national average and one of the lowest in the Southeast. But, you know, inflation's driven because we don't have enough people in the workforce. We can't produce enough goods quick enough, which causes the demand to outweigh the supply, which increases prices. And while I know a lot of people aren't seeing or feeling that right now, when the stimulus checks run out and other things like that, it's going to really start hitting people. High gas prices, you know, the price of homes, building homes has gone up just exponentially. I mean, everything's moving that way. And one way to solve that is to get more people into the workforce and increase that supply and productivity. And that's one reason that we took the action that we did yesterday.
Well, you've had a long history about immigration enforcement. In 2006, you chaired the Public Safety Committee when you were a state senator. You've been to the border recently. We had a question that came in about your concerns or what is going to happen related to illegal immigration with all the people that are coming through the border and are part of this whole catch and release and this sort of thing. Are we seeing an impact in Georgia, number one? And number two, what should we do about it?
Well, we're not seeing any impact right now in Georgia. We've got our, you know, we're laser focused on that issue from our state government perspective. But you know that's going to filter our way. I mean, it is outrageous what's going on at the border. And either the president and the vice president who's in charge of the border crisis now either doesn't have a clue as to what's going on or they just don't care. Much different when I went down there just a few weeks ago than when I was there in December. Just the message that the Biden administration had of inviting people to illegally enter this country is just, I mean, it's a terrible policy. And why they cannot realize this, I mean, record number of apprehensions on the border, and I can promise you, Martha, if there was more people there policing from a Border Patrol's perspective or other law enforcement, it would be even higher than it is. I mean, these cartels have gone from not only smuggling drugs across, but they're smuggling people and, you know, goods and other things. And, you know, they're smart. And they know that if they're close to getting caught, all they got to do is start throwing people in the river that can't swim, and the Border Patrol agents or the Texas State Patrol is going to have to go save those people. And while that distraction's going on, and they cause these distractions on purpose, they're floating a homemade barge with a small, you know, compact pickup full of drugs across the river and driving it in inland. And we know that those drugs and that contraband is going to end up in the state of Georgia at some point around the rest of the country. And that's not to mention the human trafficking and other things that are going on the border. And it's just unbelievable how different it is. And, you know, we need to all continue to press the administration to take some action. I certainly have been doing that.
Governor Brian Kemp, thanks so much for your time today. Good news yesterday about the masks. It seems like we never have a week with a slow news week, but it's going to be a great week. Thanks for being with us today.
Have a great day.
Thank you. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, lots to unpack from that interview and your phone calls at 770-535-2911.
On Friday's newsroom, we'll tell you about an